Earlier this week, the UN says a large group of armed men briefly took control of the Gaza Mare camp, housing nearly 18,000 refugees in eastern Chad. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees says the agency began reducing its staff after that attack. In the wake of Thursday's rebel attack on the Chad capital in N'Djamena, UNHCR spokeswoman Jennifer Pagonis says the agency is planning to evacuate non-essential personnel and dependents from the area.
At the moment, it is going to be a wait-and-see situation. Basic camp services need to be kept running for the refugees. They're in a very difficult situation. There's nowhere else for them to go to. So we will just take it as it comes for the time being.
The UNHCR takes care of an estimated 200,000 refugees who fled fighting in Darfur. They've become increasingly vulnerable to attacks. UNHCR Chief Antonio Guterres has warned unrest on both sides of the Sudan-Chad border is posing a growing risk to civilians, the displaced, and aid workers. He called this a threat to regional stability. Last month, the UNHCR says a group of armed men broke into a camp, killed a guard, wounded another, and shot an aid worker who eventually died. The agency says several weeks ago, rebels from Darfur forcibly recruited hundreds of refugees to fight in the war. After that incident, the UNHCR asked the Chadian government to increase security around the camps, but Pagonis admits the situation remains dangerous and could get worse.
We always look at a worst-case scenario, but in this case it's particularly difficult to almost imagine, you know, how one could cope with that. This is an extremely hostile region of the world. It's a desert region. It's been one of the major challenges that we have faced is even finding sites and camps where, you know, refugees can have water. So where they would flee to if the situation deteriorated is a question that's unanswerable at the moment. And indeed, we feel it incredibly acutely that the options are very, very limited.
Pagona says the camps are calm for now, and everyone hopes they will stay that way. She urges all parties in the conflict to respect the humanitarian and civilian character of the camps and to leave those who have fled the terrors of Darfur in peace. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.